We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Jay will be with us here, and now we are joined by WVU's associate head coach, Larry Harrison. Larry, thank you for spending some time with us here. Obviously, it's always extremely difficult when your season comes to an end. Give me your assessment of what happened out there tonight.
Well, I think we start off slow, obviously. They jumped out to a big lead early on, and we was fighting ourselves trying to come back right from the beginning. They started out making two or three threes in a row, and I don't know what it was, 6-2, 9-2, whatever it was, but they started the game out hitting threes, and they ended the game hitting threes. And defensively, we made some stops different times in the game to put ourselves in a position where I think we took a one-point lead, and then we had some defensive breakdowns toward the end of the game and gave up, a Boeheim really played a really good game. He hit two or three threes in a row toward the end, made some free throws, and, you know, I heard Jay say as I was coming in about, you know, we being one-dimensional. And I think we talked about this the last game, is that how big we thought Derek would be, you know, in this game, playing against that zone and being able to throw the ball inside and go inside out. And obviously we weren't able to do that today, and we pretty much scored all our baskets or points from the perimeter.
Larry, that 2-3 zone of theirs really looked like it had the Mountaineers off of the mark in the first half. And by that, I mean they seemed uncomfortable. They were looking. They weren't sure. I thought you guys did a really good job of getting the ball underneath inside that defense, but you just couldn't convert. What was your take on how you prodded against that zone, at least in the first half?
Well, I think in the first half, especially maybe the first 10 minutes – of the game, I think we just shot the ball too quick. You know, we, as you said, we probed the zone later in the first half, but I think in the first probably 10 minutes of the game, I think we was either one pass or two pass and a shot, and we really didn't move the zone. We didn't move the ball from one side of the floor to the other, you know, giving up a good shot and moving the ball to get a better shot. And we wasn't able to do that at the beginning of the game. I think as the game went on, we became a little bit more patient and we got the ball inside. We got some good looks. We didn't convert at times when we had got the ball inside. But I think as the game went on, we became a little bit more patient. I think we moved the ball well. We got good looks. That's what got us back into the game. But I think also we missed too many, you know, 5 and 10 footers, even some layups.
Yeah, the shooting is amazing, Larry. You shot just 37% in the game, and Syracuse shoots 52%. Derek was not a factor at all in the second half. He watched the game from the bench in the second half. Was that because you felt that you had to have Gabe out there defensively?
Yeah, I think, one, Gabe gives us a better look on the defensive end. And then when we did get the ball inside to Gabe, he was able to pass the ball out to our open shooters, to our open guys. So the ball, you know, tended to move a little bit better this game with Gabe in than Derek. Obviously, we needed some more inside scoring that Gabe don't give us, but sometimes you got to give up something to get what you want. And I mean, we took the lead. We came back and took the lead, and we just had some defensive breakdowns at crucial times.
There's no question. And Buddy Boeheim made a couple of threes out there, Larry, that were well beyond NBA range. He made guarded threes. He was as good as advertised, and that was the storyline there. Jay Jacobs with us as well. Jay, go right ahead with Larry.
Okay, thanks, Tony. One thing, Larry, I thought that the offensive rebounding was plus 11 for West Virginia, so you did get on the glass, and you totaled 20 offensive rebounds. You just couldn't get the follow-ups, the second shots to go.
Yeah, and that's if you look at probably the whole season, offensive rebounding, we didn't really capitalize on that. We didn't get I'm looking at the stat sheet here that said we had 14 second chance points. Obviously with 19 offensive rebounds, you should have more than 14 points. But I think that's been our problem, or one of our problems all year, is that we just wasn't able to score on a consistent basis on offensive rebounds and inside. We count on Derek heavily to score inside. And when he's scoring inside, it opens things up even more for our perimeter guys.
The zone at Syracuse, that 2-3 zone, do they like to come up high with their wings, Larry? And did that hurt West Virginia tonight?
I think it hurt us early the first – like I said, probably about the first 10 minutes of the game. I think we, you know, you can play a 2-3 zone in practice, but obviously they do a little better than we do in practice. And it kept us off balance early on. Like I said, probably about the first 10, 12 minutes of the game. But I thought as the game went on, I thought we did a good job of probing and getting the ball in the lane and getting some good looks inside out. We just, you know, pretty much relied on the perimeter and didn't get, wasn't able to convert inside putbacks and layups, drives to the basket.
Larry, finally from me, how did you feel this team, West Virginia, handled in guarding the ball screens? Because that was a big key. Their ball screens and their staggers and their curls off those down screens. Did you feel you did a good job of that?
I think, again, I think we lost this game the first 10 minutes of the game. I think early on, the ball screens hurt us. They were able to throw out of the ball screens, and our rotation was a little slow. But I think as the game went on, I think we adjusted to the ball screens. We went to our zone, and I think our zone slowed them down, and we was able to get some stops. But I think, like, once we took the 1-point lead, I think a 1 or 2-point lead, Boeheim came down, and I think he had 2 threes in a row, which really hurt us. And I think he hit 2 threes and then a pull-up two. So he pretty much scored about 6 or 8 points in a row, which took our 1 point lead to a 5 point lead on in their favor. So early on, like I said, I think we lost this game early. Mm-hmm. I think we lost this game the first 10, 12 minutes. Give our guys credit. They didn't quit. They stayed with the game plan as far as getting the ball inside and probing their zone. You know, we came all the way back. We told our guys before, we've been down 19, 18, you know, before. So coming back really wasn't something that we thought that we couldn't do. We didn't get stops when we needed to.
You know what, Larry, I just want to thank you for your analysis and coming in during this tournament and helping us out. And you're really a great credit to this program. I really appreciate working with you.
Well, thank you. And I think the whole coaching staff really appreciate this team. The fact that we made an adjustment in mid-season once we lost one of our players who decided to transfer. And I think our guys made a quick adjustment because it was like 2 days later when we had to go play a game. And I think they made a quick adjustment and playing a different style. Obviously, we don't like the way this ended, but they didn't quit today. They didn't quit. Like I said, we were down 14. We got down early, and they made some tough shots. I mean, Boeheim made some tough shots. He had some hand in his face, and you know he made some tough shots. But you know, the one thing all year that we needed to do that we didn't do as well as other teams is that we didn't get stops when we needed to.
Yeah. Larry, thanks so much. One final point from you as you do look ahead to next season. This will be a whole new world, won't it, in the fact that we've got the ability for kids to come and go, the transfer portal's loaded with players. You've got an opportunity with no eligibility counting for anyone this season. I mean, conceivably, you could return everyone. It'll be an amazing off season, won't it, as the pieces come back together. But you've got a heck of a nucleus to start over.
We got a great nucleus. Like you said, if you look at where these guys started at the beginning of the year and where they're in it, the fact that Sean McNeil and Taz evolved, became much better from last year. Obviously, Deuce is really stepping up to a whole nother level. So we got guys that, you know, there's no reason if everyone comes back, that we can't be a preseason top 10 team. We got two recruits coming in, and after we meet with Gabe and Taz and decide on what they're going to do, we really got a chance to be really good.
Larry, again, thank you so much for your insight and time, and safe travels home.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.